on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Good morning, I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. We've talked about this type of story before. A lot of attention on the old folk homes as of late.
Yeah.
Because of COVID.
For
sure. Health reasons and all that stuff. And none of these stories have popped out in a while, but there's some employees at a senior living home in North Carolina, and they're facing charges for encouraging two residents to fight each other. Now, both residents are in their 70s, and one of them is now suing the
old folks home. Yeah, he totally lost the fight.
We've seen these before. Like, there was a couple, or one old folks home in particular, I think we talked about, that did this, like, regularly.
It was like a league, yeah.
Yeah, there was, like, a schedule and
they'd
stuff.
They'd, like, push all the chairs back in the common room, and they'd make a little ring for themselves.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
And do that 20s-style boxing with the weird overturned wrists.
Yeah.
The Notre Dame logo. Yeah.
There is really not a sadder spectacle than two true seniors, like people 75-plus.
Yeah.
But they still have the heart. Like, you know, they still got the vigor and the rage, but they just, their bodies just will not do anything. But yet, one of the greatest fights ever caught on video is those two old men.
The CFLers who fought on stage.
Angelo Mosca
and I forget the other guy's name.
Whacking each other with canes and chairs and like that was... And punching, like it was an unreal fight.
And there was some hatred there because that was a grudge going back like 50 years or something.
Joe Capp, that was
a fight. Yeah, well, they're huge men.
Angelo Mosca and Joe Capp.
Yeah. If you do anything today in your, you know, COVID boredom, nothing to watch, Google that fight on stage.
I will post it.
It is.
We'll put it on the Shea Facebook page.
But this is not the case. These people are not willing. This is a very disgusting story.
I don't think the people would be of sound mind who they're getting to do this. And that is just...
It's disgusting.
It is. It's so sad.
It's so like
it makes me sad.
Unless it's just two old guys sitting there.
Bickering.
And just bickering. And the employee was like, why don't you guys just fight?
Yeah.
I was just, you know, shut up. Just fight. Okay. Yeah. You're that mad at each other, either go away or fight.
Yeah.
I could see that happening, too.
For sure. But they put it on YouTube. Yeah. So I'm not, I don't think that's really the case.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know. I mean, you hear about these horror stories coming out of these old folk homes. Like, who have they been employing? Like, I know it's not all of them. Let's be clear. A lot of them are great staff.
I'm sure there's great ones.
Well, a lot of them are private. And so there's cost cutting.
Yeah.
And so it's people going from home to home to home, which we've been hearing about, right? Mm-hmm.
It's not an easy gig. I get it. No. Like, you know, but it's probably awful most days. Yeah. But it's a profession that you think would attract people that are like the kindest.
Caring and stuff,
I'm sure it does. But
then you get guys setting up fight clubs. Do you think it was a long fight? I don't think it was a long fight.
No.
I don't think it was.
Did they even fight? Or was they just encouraged?
No, there's a video that was pulled down. But, I mean, it's not a match I would pay you, like, pay-per-view for. I don't think so.
But, you know, if I'm thinking about myself, if I'm going to one of those places, it might be one of my more fun days.
Yeah. Jason's going into fight.
A fight in a cafeteria.
Yeah.
Right upside the head with a bowl of lemon pudding.
Yeah.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Brought to you by Chio's Dream of a Lifetime Lottery. Well, Canada's COVID-19 case count getting up there. Almost 200,000 now. 1,827 new cases to bring the national total to 198,151. Quebec reported the most new infections at 1,094. Ontario second at 658. COVID-19 outbreaks have been declared at least 78 long-term care homes in Ontario. So now, I don't know why just now, the Registered Nurses Association of Ontario calling on the federal government to do more. I'm not really sure why they would have waited till now.
Yeah.
Or maybe no one's done anything. I don't know.
Yeah, weird.
I thought they had. I thought they stopped, like, having people go from home to home and stuff.
Yeah,
like
I thought there was some.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Well,
I haven't investigated. But it would seem that since that's where the majority of the problems are, we would be doing more.
We would be doing something about it, yeah.
Here's a nice thing. An Ottawa restaurant got a pretty generous tip from two of its customers on the weekend, the Rabbit Hole. It's on Spark Street, the corner of Mackenzie Drive. Someone gave him a $500 tip on the weekend. So the Rabbit Hole thanked the two customers and said it was a nice thing to do, obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
But, you know, in this time of bleakness.
Especially for the restaurant industry. Sure. It's nice.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Not suggesting that everyone go out and give everyone $500 every time they take some takeout.
No.
But, you know.
But what a turnaround would that be for staff.
If everyone did that. That
would be great.
Yeah.
The 2020 World Series matchup all set. The Dodgers will meet the Rays in Game 1 on Tuesday. Some NFL scores from yesterday. Tennessee beat Houston 42-36. Detroit beat Jacksonville 34-16.
5 o'clock tonight.
Yeah. Today,
big game.
Two football games. Your Kansas City Chiefs, Chris.
Yeah.
Will play your Buffalo Bills, Jamie.
Yes.
A game that was rescheduled due to the COVID-19 concerns. Cardinals and Cowboys will be in the other matchup. And for soccer fans, Toronto FC extended their unbeaten run to 9 games after they beat Atlanta United 1-0 last night.
Oh.
Exciting game.
Is Atlanta really United? I'm not sure.
I would say no.
Yeah.
If I had to guess, no. Yeah. I've been to Georgia many times.
Yeah, yeah.
I found it a very divided state. cloudy, probably some showers today. High of 8 degrees, and tomorrow rain again in 10, and then Wednesday some more rain in 15. Right now it's 7, and that's the latest.
The Biggs and Bar Show. Shay 106.
All right, well, listen. We got a story about a cow on a trampoline. Doing some sweet flips, bro.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that after. An insane, like a drunk driver crashing into a car is a story, or is a story you have heard a few times. But we are extremely confused about how this fella drove the car in the first place.
Yes, even with help.
Yeah. So we're going to get to the bottom of this with some hands. I was trying to think of a no arms, no legs joke. Like, what would his name be? What do you call a guy with no arms and no legs who crashed into a cop car?
Pylon?
What?
Like pylon?
Oh, pylon, like a pylon.
I was making him French.
Yeah. We'll work on it. Like, okay. Sorry, on the spot. I mean, we know what a guy with no arms and no legs rolling around the leaves is.
Yeah.
His name's Russell.
Yeah.
Or float in the ocean.
Bob.
Yeah. Hanging on the wall.
Art.
Yeah, there's so many.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
One of the classic stories people love reporting on is when someone commits a crime and then runs into a cop car.
Right.
Or like a drunk driver running into a cop car or bank robber, whatever. Those are in the news pretty often. This one, though, a bit of a different story. 22-year-old Dayton Weber was driving in Mechanicsville, Maryland this month.
Okay.
Love fixing cars there.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, they love it.
That's their thing.
It's where they raise mechanics.
Yep. Right, yeah. So he crashed his truck at around 2 in the morning into a cop car.
Because he was drunk.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he then hit a building.
Terrible.
No one hurt, so that's fine. But this fella, Dayton Weber, has no arms and no legs.
What? Yeah,
none.
Mm.
How... Like, I know they can modify cars.
Yes.
You know, for someone who has the no use of, like, their legs. I've seen that with hand controls
and stuff. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But what if you have no arms and no legs?
You just control
with your mouth?
The article says they assume his truck must have some sort of device that helps him drive.
I would assume. Well, not well, because he drove into a building.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Into a car and then a building. That is amazing. If that is, like, this might be one of the most... eye-opening things to me in terms of technology. If a human being can drive a vehicle without arms and legs, like the truck was registered to him. I guess it's his truck.
And this wasn't like a self-driving Tesla thing, right?
No,
like
it's an F-150 or a big pickup. I'm not sure if it's F-150, but
I was gonna say, well, maybe he's got like a video game controller, but then he doesn't have any arms.
The charges he is
stupid charges. Like three different...
driving a vehicle while under the influence of alcohol.
Okay.
While under the influence of alcohol per...
Yeah.
Whatever.
What about driving with no arms and no legs? No.
Negligent driving, reckless driving, failure to return to remain at the scene. What do you mean? So he ran away too?
No, he didn't run.
He's rolled away? No, he's on...
What do you mean he rolled away?
Do you have a chair?
No, he's like sitting on the porch of the house that he hit.
Okay.
Matt.
Yeah, that would be his name.
That would be his name.
Not Matt, right?
No.
But if that was.
I'm still curious how he drives his truck. Does he blow into it? Like, is there a straw?
Oh, like how Stephen Hawking used to speak.
There's not clear views of him.
Turn left? No.
Like he's on his leg. Like he's walking on his
stumps?
Half legs. Yeah. They're above the knee though, so I mean it's not even below the knee. Like, it's amazing. This is amazing. Like, this
it
is
really
a
is.
Bad day for him, and you know, it's sad. But the fact that someone with no arms and no legs can drive a car.
Yeah. Like, you would think at that point, you'd be like, okay, I have to have a chauffeur. Someone has to drive me everywhere, but not this guy.
No.
His mistake was the drinking and driving.
Yeah. I almost thought he had no lower half.
Oh.
But he's just wearing camouflage shorts.
Okay.
Oh, so he does have. See, it threw me off for a second.
Seeing
it was like, when they say no legs, they mean no legs.
Like, I was impressed. Years ago, I was at Disney World in Florida, and there was a woman there. Yeah. Like, you walk miles and miles around Disney World, right? And for people with literal, like, with actual legs, like, my feet were sore. And then I saw this woman who had no legs, like just above the knee. Yeah. And she just had like these prosthetic stump things that she would walk around on. And I'm like, I am impressed because if she can do it, I can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know if she could even drive with no arms too.
No. The drunk driving thing. I mean,
terrible.
Give the guy a break. He's just like one beer and he's probably right lit.
It's true.
I mean, so
he has less body mass than the rest of us.
Like a child.
Never forgivable.
No.
Drunk driving? Of course not.
No, don't do it.
No, don't do it. Even if you are a guy who can drive with no arms and no legs, you cannot do that.
Nope.
With alcohol in your system.
No.
Let's be clear. Oh, no one got hurt, so.
Interesting.
Yeah. Crazy. Who knew? You think that's us?
Has to be.
Yeah. You don't think they like, because he has little.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. We'll never know, eh?
Nope. No. We'll never know.
The Biggs and Bar Show.
You guys ever had a stray animal wander into your backyard? I used to get it all the time. You know, dogs, cats.
Cats, yeah, you know, for sure.
Yeah.
The odd chicken.
But
what about a cow?
No.
Never had a cow in your backyard.
I have witnessed cows escape, though. Like, escaped cows blocking a road and stuff. Everyone's like, oh, God, come get your cows, dude. Like, I don't know. I guess farmers are busy. You don't sometimes notice, but... the same thing happened in Australia this past week. 40 cows. And I know you're thinking, why? How is this a story? Who cares? When you hear the audio, you'll get it. We'll just let the report do it. No?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Here, listen.
It's recovery day for these cows who last night escaped their paddock for a midnight adventure, which quickly turned south when one found herself in a sticky situation.
Does every report sound way better when it's done by an Australian?
Yeah,
does it
absolutely.
Sound way more exciting?
Mm-hmm. Like, it catches your ear and you're like, ooh, this could be good.
I'm not sure what's sticky about the situation, but continue.
700 kilos and snug as a bug on a neighbor's trampoline.
Oh my gosh, there's a cow in this trampoline.
Now.
Obvious statement, lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to be clear, the cow didn't jump up into your typical trampoline. This is an in-ground trampoline.
Oh,
so somebody
I see.
Had
oh.
built. Yeah, it wasn't like some awesome cow maneuver. Yeah, whatever.
Maneuver
to get into the. Yeah, so go on.
Oh my gosh, there's a cow in this trampoline.
Shelley Churchill woke at 2 a.m. this morning to find an unlikely intruder in her mother's front yard.
We met some farmers at the corner of the roads and they'd say, yep, we've got all the cows, no problem. I said to my husband, let's go and check mum and dad's just in case. So we walked around the yard. And we discovered a cow stuck in the trampoline.
Just lying there.
Just couldn't get out?
Yeah.
Well, they're not designed to hold the weight of a cow.
Right, it was too heavy.
Just sunken into the trampoline.
Yeah.
It had... there was cow poop all over the place, too. Maybe got nervous.
Around 40 dairy cows made their break searching for greener pastures.
Oh, my yard. I do not like cows on my yard, as everybody knows in the district, which they are all stressing too, thinking, oh, my God, I hope they're not in Kay's yard. I hope they're not in Kay's yard. And, of course, they were.
Like, what's Kay going to do?
Yeah.
Is she going to go beat up the farmer or beat up the cow? I think Kay's got a little bit of too much self-importance going on there.
If one thing Kay is known for is she doesn't like cows in her yard. Yeah. Like, that's known in the district. Not just the neighborhood. The district knows.
And where her yard is in the middle of all a bunch of cow paddocks.
Right.
And so, like, I imagine she complains a fair
lot. I'm
bit,
sure there's been a few occasions of cows in her yard.
Neighboring farmers were quick to act, hoisting the content cow hear from back her. On her feet.
The truck had to lift her up, and they lifted her up quickly, and then she just walked off home.
While the ordeal has provided some comedic relief for residents in these tough times, Kay Lang says she won't be inviting her late-night dinner guests back anytime soon.
No, not my tramp, and certainly not my yard.
There's Karens even in Australia.
Oh, yeah,
they're called
K.
They're just called K.
Yeah.
So mad.
No, not my tramp, and certainly not my yard.
So all right. Upset that there's cows
get
in here.
Get off my lawn, cow.
But she's almost nice about it because she's Australian.
Yeah. No, not my tramp, and certainly not my yard.
All right. Okay. What a legacy to have.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you do with your life? Well, I let everyone know I don't like cows in my yard.
That's what everyone knows about.
That's K. Hated mine. Cows.
Yeah. All right.
Well. Yeah, I don't like them.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Text now for instant answer question time. 762-555.
On Shay 106.
Fire!
Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Hey yo, text us 762-555. Text the show, we'll text you back. No we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Who do you go out of your way to be nice to?
No one.
Drive-through people? Like the workers?
I'm way over polite to drive through. Like, I thank them for giving them money.
Is that going out of my way? Like, just nice to people.
I think it just means like who you're overly nice to, maybe would be a better way to ask that question. Most people, and strangers especially. I don't know why. I've always been like super polite. I'm way less nice to people I know.
I thank the person for giving me the receipt at the grocery store. I don't need to do that, but I do.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the coffee that I just paid you for. It's probably going to taste like garbage, but thank you. are all people named Justin full of wisdom? I think some people would argue about that.
I'm trying to think of all the Justins I know.
Timberlake.
I don't know him.
Trudeau.
I don't know him either.
I would argue against that one.
I'm.
Who?
Justin I'm.
Just in time?
Yeah, just in time.
Oh, I see.
What about Credible? What about Credible?
Just Incredible?
Yeah.
He's a good Justin.
I know a Justin Glatt. He's a pretty good guy.
Is he a good guy?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever known a Justin in real life. I
knew a Justin Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he helped me coach hockey. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he was a good guy, too, yeah.
Drove one of those Subaru WRX STIs.
Oh, yeah.
I liked him.
It was a blue with the gold rims. Like that.
It sure was.
Like classic WRX. Yeah.
Probably move on to the next question.
Right.
Do you guys shave your ass hair?
No. Don't have any.
No.
I
have hair more on one side than the other.
You're really lopsided when it comes to your body hair.
If you were that far along that you've seen my ass hair, you probably shouldn't care.
What's the biggest tip you've ever left a server? That obviously because of that story out of Ottawa.
Yeah, I left a $500 tip at the rabbit hole. I don't know.
Don't eat yellow snow.
That's your tip?
I'm a 15% if it's good service, 20% if it's an excellent service. I over tip.
I'm a decent tipper. Yeah. I don't think I've left anything extravagant.
But I've never been like one of those. I've never had the money to be like, here's $5,000.
No, it's ridiculous.
Look at me, shooter. Like, no, I've never had that.
Plus, you don't usually tip at fast food restaurants.
Yeah, that's true. What makes you feel old? My body. My body makes me feel old.
Yeah, I shoveled mulch for about 2-3 hours yesterday. Maybe it wasn't even that. Maybe it was 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But I feel really sore today.
Because I have the brain of a young child when it comes to maturity level and nonsense.
Yes.
But the body of like a 90-year-old guy. Like I'm sore. Like today, everything hurt. Everything absolutely hurt today. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. But it sucks.
Like, I know. Like, if I went out, like, today, I could probably go play a soccer game and have, like, a great time. I played soccer for, like, 35 years. But then tomorrow, for the next 7 days, I would regret every second of it. Yeah. But I could still do it.
Yeah.
It's just the recovery time is bad.
Yes.
Why is the grass always greener on the side? It's the other side.
The other side.
And it's not.
It's not.
It's not. It's a lie. Don't let them trick you.
Any of you guys interested in astronomy? I am not.
I like stars.
You like stars.
I like stars. Yeah. I like.
You mean horoscopes or?
Is that what? No, astronomy is.
Astronomy is just the study of the
planets and all that kind of
not
stuff.
Yeah, like not astrology. No.
Not astrology. No.
That's for dumb people.
I like space.
I like the idea. I would love to travel if you could and see like amazing things in space.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
From here to look at it, man, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it's just. It's like, so like, much. It's literally too much.
Yeah, there's so much space.
There's just too much.
There's a lot of space up there.
Like, how do people memorize the constellations and like, that looks like a spoon. That's the Dipper. I know that.
Yeah, that one actually makes sense.
It was never really an interest of mine.
That's the Cancer. Well, it looks like a crab. What? How are you connecting those 87 stars?
I don't know. Okay. Well, you can. You can make anything really with
really
stars.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I always liked like looking up at the sky. You'd be looking at the stars, and then you'd see a satellite. Just a, like a, it looks like a star, but it's moving.
But it's got you.
Loved it.
Tricked you.
And I always loved that.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pictured how cold and lonely it was.
What, space? Even though,
no. The satellite.
Or your life.
The satellite.
Your life.
Yeah, both. Nice. Everything. Everything's cold and lonely.
I'd say, you know what makes it better for you, James?
What?
Chicken parm.
Yeah, it does.
Nice and warm on the inside.
Sure does. Yep.
That is it for another edition of...
It's an answer question time.
The Biggs and Barr Show on Shay 106.
With Best Call Wins.
All right. Very simple. Call us at 750-1061 with anything you want. Best Call Wins.
We got Robert on the phone first.
Hey, Robert. Hey,
my shaker, man.
What's up, buddy? Why are you calling?
Oh, well, I want to give you some good old facts that you might have heard some before, but you haven't maybe heard a few. That's the way the cookie crumbles. That's the way the ball bounces. What's good for the geese is good for the gander. Oh, that would be the Frosty Friday. Go piss up a rope. And if you're not down with that, I got two words for you. To Generation X, suck it! And put that in your pipe and smoke it.
You love wrestling, eh, Robert?
Yeah.
Well, I know, that's all I got.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Hold on. You might win.
Oh, I hope so.
Go piss up a rope, I've never heard before.
Yeah, I've heard that one. Yeah.
Have you? Yeah. Why? Yeah. What would be the reason to do that?
I don't know.
That low-key might be the greatest phone call I've ever heard in my life. I don't think you guys gave that enough credit.
It was. I mean, it was good.
He was on fire.
Well.
He didn't stutter.
We knew
what he wanted to
say.
Right.
You're right. We have a history with Robert, so we're immune to his ways. You know, maybe we've just heard so much that we don't appreciate.
Like, we've heard those things quite a few times from him.
He says them all the time. Okay. Except for go piss up.
Yeah, that is new from him.
Usually he adds a go Leafs go at the end.
Yeah, but he didn't say.
Well, let's see what Lisa has.
All right. Hey, Lisa, why are you calling us this morning?
I have a joke for you.
Okay. Oh, okay. Love to hear.
All right.
Why do they call it PMS?
I don't know.
Because Mad Cow was taken.
Okay. Wow. All right. You said that. Not
yeah, you
us.
Said yeah, it, not yeah. us.
Again, that's Lisa.
All right, Lisa, hold on.
That thank women you. Are thank Mad you Cows. I mean, I don't. That's a very insensitive joke.
I can't.
Lisa, the woman said it.
Yeah, as a man, can't condone that. But, you know, I respect her right to say it.
Yeah.
Daniel.
Hey, Daniel.
How's it going?
Good,
Danny boy.
So I want to brag about my pot plants this year.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I was surprised that I had 14 plants.
I don't think you're supposed to have that many.
Do you mean four, sir?
Well,
do you mean four?
Yeah, sorry. We'll say four.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
And they were about 14 feet high.
What? Okay. And, you mean four, sir? 4 feet high?
You're only allowed to grow 4 feet high?
No.
14.
I'm trying to
There's
help
no
you.
There's no height restrictions. There ain't no height restrictions.
There are. There are high restrictions.
14 feet high, and I yield about 80%, which is...
Oh, wow, that's nice. Wow.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Crazy, considering I didn't do anything to them. I put them in the ground with the snow.
The Croptober for you, then.
Yeah.
Right, Croctober, for sure.
All right. All right, Daniel, hold on. It's totally high restriction.
Really?
Is there really a high restriction?
Yeah. Really?
Oh. Yeah.
Why? Why would there be? I just don't know. Like, why?
It's,
what's
it's
the point?
Because it's the government, and they want to control you.
That's insane to me.
I had no idea. Yeah. I don't know anything. I guess I don't grow weed. I just...
Oh, yeah.
We have Maury on the phone.
All right. Hey, Maury! Why are you calling
for
Best
good morning.
Call Wins? What you got
well,
for us?
Well, my next-door neighbor phones up and says, hey, if you could be so kind, I know you got a good-sized yard and everything. I just got this trailer. Would you mind if I store it there for the winter? I'm like, yeah. Yeah, no worries. And anyway, they said, oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, it's a 22-foot travel trailer with sway bars and stabilizers. And I'm like, oh, all right, well, I'll clear a spot. I'm just getting home from bringing my girlfriend away for a couple of days from a cottage and unpacking my vehicle at the same time. And I said, I just got to go to my uncle's house and drop something off to him. And she's like, well, okay. And then a text, if you could be so kind on your way through and grab a few groceries for me on your way back through town, that'd be greatly appreciated. And I'm thinking, wait a minute here. No, I said, you know, obviously the kindness is just being overtaken.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
So, sure. Oh, you know, you give an inch, then they take a mile.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But anyway, that's my story.
Okay,
we got the trailer in and everything's good, but just, you know.
Neighbors, eh?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a loser neighbor right now.
Oh, you do, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah. What's this? Is this the guy that yelled at you in the garage?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So his neighbors wanted to put a trailer in his yard.
Uh-huh.
He said,
asked him to get groceries while he was...
But they also didn't say what kind of trailer.
Yeah,
he probably thought it was like a DeHall Sticks Away or something. Right. And it was a camper, a big camper. And then they asked him to buy groceries on his way back through town.
Okay.
Good Lord.
Dudes.
Jason would move.
I would move.
If that was your neighbor, you'd move.
Immediately.
I had a neighbor like that before I moved here. I said to my wife, we weren't moving to Ottawa. I would be moving.
Yeah. All right, so.
We got Maury with the trailer.
Yeah.
And Daniel with his four legal weed plants that are only 4 feet tall.
Yeah.
Lisa with her joke about saying women are cows.
Right.
And Robert.
With his insults or list of sayings or whatever.
No, it's toss-up.
I can most relate with the neighbor guy.
All right, we'll give that.
Because that would really irk you.
Sure. Maury wins. Well,
yep.
There you go, Maury. You win. Man.
You got yourself $100 in Lotto Max.
Yeah, jackpot. 34 mil tomorrow. Woo!
Hey, and I'll think of every one of you guys. With it, you'll each get a million.
Beauty, Maury.
That's all we ever ask.
See, I knew he picked the right guy.
Yeah. And I mean it.
No, good. That would be amazing.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, we say it's not quitting money,
no,
but it's enough.
No, we still work.
Maybe pay off the mortgage, stuff like that.
Yeah.
That'd be tremendous. Thank you. We hope you win.
Absolutely.
All right. Okay.
Hang on. I got to get your info for me.
It's my favorite contestant.
Yep.
Today. Because that's what you said about the last one that told him to give us a million.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well,
have you gotten that million from that person yet?
No, you're right.
No,
you're right. You're right. somebody wants to know some chicken parm info. And another guy got offered something from a fella in an overcoat. Never
put that away, sir. I don't want to wrap it around my wrist.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
It's Monday, so that usually means we have a backlog of messages left on the Dougie line.
The Dougie line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Dougie line because the last four digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-Dougie.
All right. So, we got a few calls here we want to highlight. James, which one do you want to do first?
Let's do the guy who asked if... Tell me about the movies, and then...
Okay.
So, yeah, then the old overcoat thing there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good day, boys. It's Joel calling
again. Hey, Joel.
Today, my question for you is, what is the most stereotypical thing or, like, something that only happens in movies thing that happened to you? And I'll give you my example. When I was, like, 16 years old, I had a guy come up to me and had a coat where it was full of watches, and he walks up to me and he's like, hey, you want to buy a watch?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, sure. Like, great, cheap watch. But it turned out to be a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
That is a very movie moment.
Yeah.
Hey,
you want to buy a watch?
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever had anything like that happen.
Oh, I know mine is my Stag. Oh, speakers.
Okay. Yeah. I had speakers in the Walmart parking lot once.
Yeah.
Guy driving around on the van. Hey, you want to buy some cheap speakers?
Yeah.
No, thank you. Yeah. You just stole them.
Yeah. James?
But out of a movie, my Stag for sure, the paintball, when I gave a speech and talked about how we all should have worn jocks like Jason did, and then
the first shot,
seconds into the game,
the first shot
from 100 meters away
of our first, probably 200 meters,
could have been further,
of our first game of paintball game of the day, Jamie got shot right in the tip of his penis. Like,
like directly in the tip.
On his stag after telling everyone how smart Jason was for wearing a cup and wishing he had worn a cup.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And we're all dumb for not wearing a cup. He got shot in the tip of the peen from across the entire, like, it was unbelievable.
Right out of a movie.
And we know he wasn't lying because he showed people.
Yeah, I had to. In one of those moments.
Neither of us, we passed on the opportunity. We took his word for it.
I was too busy laughing. Yeah. Yeah. He was about 15 feet from me when it happened.
Pop! Ah! How are you out already? Ah, right in the peen! What? You can't even see the other team yet.
It was wild.
The quote, oh my dick, oh my dick, oh my dick, oh my dick, oh my dick.
Yeah, yeah.
It was not even a joke.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable moment. Maybe
the Willie's just thinking about it.
Yeah.
All right. Probably lost yours.
Another question for me. Oh.
Hi, guys. Love your show. I have a question about Jamie's chicken parm session. Do you have a favorite go-to for your home version of chicken parm? Is there a recipe that you can share or a favorite frozen prepared version? Would love to know your favorites.
Okay.
Well, he's not going to share a recipe because I'll quit and never if we become the recipe chef.
Well, it was a Tuesday. And, yes,
exactly.
No, homemade. I like, you know, you got to have a good sauce.
Would we have to ask your wife for the recipe because you've never made it once in your life?
The key, which I didn't know she was doing, you know, like how when you're breading something, you're just using flour, right?
Right.
She got the coating flour.
Right, yeah.
Big difference.
Really, eh?
Big difference.
Oh, wow, look.
He's excited.
Yeah.
He is excited, yeah.
Like, look at his face. Yeah. He's so happy.
Like Christmas morning.
Yeah. Right there. Big difference.
Look at her.
Makes it a lot better.
Yeah. All right. So coating flour. Good sauce. Traditional sauce. Hopefully made by a nonna.
Yeah.
Because no one touches the sauces. Yeah, that's it, really.
Yep.
All right. If you're confused, you haven't listened to our show much, Jamie eats chicken parm 2 to 3 times a week.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And didn't know he did until we called him on it.
We pointed
and
it
he
out.
Was like, you're right. I eat a lot of chicken parm.
What kind of flour is it, Jamie?
Coating flour.
Does it make
a big difference?
It makes a big difference.
Big difference.
Yeah. Eyes lit up.
Yeah.
Crazy.
We have yet to eat your wife's chicken parm, though.
I eat it all before it comes.
Yeah.
Yeah. She sends it, and you just sit in the car in the parking lot and eat the two extra pieces.
Yeah. She's like, take some for the guys. Take some for the guys. You're like, the guys are getting none of this.
Biggs and Barr.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
If animals could talk, which one would be the rudest? Well, humans already talk, and they're already the rudest.
We've goose.
Goose, for sure, yeah.
I mean, top of the list for for non-talking animals.
Hey!
Yeah. Just always angry, ornery.
Always,
and
always angry.
Why aren't pigs called hamsters?
No, that's fair.
That is a great question.
It's a hamster.
Yeah.
Hamster's a much friendlier name.
Yeah.
What's something that really annoys you but doesn't bother most people?
Wow.
The sound of children.
Any noise. Any consistent noise for Jason. Yeah. Jason is bothered by any sort of...
Like a fan
really
bothers me.
I love the sound of a fan.
Oh yeah.
I don't know how it drives me insane.
What is the best Gatorade flavor?
Blue. Oh. Yellow.
Blue.
Purple.
Yeah. You're going outside the... You're going the old
better
G2
than
there.
Yellow.
Yeah, I'm going to G2.
No way.
Purple. I like grape drink. What do you want? I like grape drink. I like grape drink. I like grape juice. I like grape. What do you want me to do? I like grape bubblegum?
Grape. Yeah, you do like grape pop.
Yeah.
My neighbor's cat keeps pooping in my yard. Should I fling it back in their yard? Sure.
Yeah.
100%, yeah.
Leave on their doorstep. Rub some underneath their door handle in their car.
Wow. That is next level.
My friend had a neighbor and the neighbor's dog would do it. So we would grab a snow shovel and collect it all and wing it at the biggest wall on the side of their house where there was no windows or really anywhere they wouldn't go. So there's so much poo stuck to the side of the house one summer. Oh, man.
Went golfing for the first time on Sunday. One of the guys we were paired with wouldn't stop yelling at himself in the third person. Is this a regular thing for golf? Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, First thing I've ever heard to come out of someone's mouth was said on a golf course by the man sitting to my left. Yeah.
You often talk to yourself in the third person in the golf course.
Oh, yeah.
I don't say my name.
Sometimes, yeah. I remember you do.
Really?
For sure.
Yeah. You're an idiot, Chris.
I'm always like, damn, you idiot.
Chris. Yeah. Oh. I usually just insult myself.
Like, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Fat.
Except that one time when you said the worst thing I've ever heard.
Yes, yeah. It was the worst thing you've ever heard.
Can't tell people what you said.
No, it would be a career-ending thing. So please do not do that.
Oh, no, I never would.
And let's be clear. It wasn't racist. It wasn't sexist. No. It wasn't anything like that.
It was just a terrible thing to say.
I don't have those thoughts. It was just a real terrible thing to say.
Yeah, one of the worst things I've ever heard.
When was the last time you worked incredibly hard? I mean, does yesterday shoveling mulch count?
Yep.
I don't know if it was incredibly hard. It was pretty hard.
Yeah.
Maybe earlier in the summer when it was really hot and I was shoveling stones.
Oh, yeah.
That was harder than yesterday.
We work hard every day.
Every day. Oh,
this job is really hard. To be as entertaining and hilarious as we are on a daily basis is work. Just because it comes easy to us doesn't mean it's not hard. You know what I mean? Does that make any sense?
Sure.
All right. What's worse, finding peanut butter in the jam jar or jam in the peanut butter jar? Peanut butter in the jam.
Peanut butter in the jam jar, yeah.
It's harder to get out. Just looks weird. Looks like a little piece of animal poo just floating in your jam. You know what I mean? Like, what is this? What is this? When did purple become a flavor? Oh. It's been for a long time.
Yeah.
A
long time. Yeah. I mean, what flavor is blue?
Yeah.
It's not blueberry, right?
No.
It's no flavor. It's just blue.
Just the, and you know, yeah, you know, like the
Jolly Ranchers,
taste.
It's blue.
Yeah, it's blue.
Yeah.
They call it blue raspberry. That's garbage. It's like anything like that. No. Anything like that. It's just blue.
It's just blue. Same with popsicles and icies. Mm-hmm. Blue, white, pink, orange. There's no actual fruit associated with any of those things.
Okay, so this is my fifth house I bought and will be my final until I go on the pine box. I hate moving. I'd like to know your thoughts on purging, hoarding, and moving. I like moving. I think it's fun.
I
like cleaning stuff
I like
out.
The adventure of the move. I don't like the... But what I have done in terms of purging, before our last two moves, we got a giant garbage bin.
Oh, yeah.
Threw it on the driveway and just chucked everything we haven't touched in years. Like, we had a, crawl space just filled with garbage that we're like, we're never going to.
Yeah, just get rid of it.
Donate what you can and throw out the rest.
Yeah, you don't think about it anymore.
It's a great plan. Anyways, congrats on your fifth home. That is it for another edition of...
It's an answer question time.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Time now for Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto what time? We got five questions for you to answer in 30 seconds. You can pass and come back, but you got to fit them all in. Your first answer for each question is the one that counts. And we don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end.
We have Glenn on the phone.
Hey, Glenn.
Hey.
How's today going for you?
It's going good. It's better now.
Did you call his sweetheart? Say it's going good, sweetheart? Is that what he just said?
No, I don't think so. Oh, okay. His phone is good.
Okay. Good luck to you, okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay, Glenn, your time will begin after I read the first question. Here we go. What U.S. state is home to America's oldest dime store?
West Virginia.
Name one of the two teams in the World Series.
Houston.
Ottawa, Peel, Toronto, and York are in what modified COVID stage?
Second.
What is the fear of other people?
Common sense.
What is more annoying, raking leaves or shoveling snow?
Raking leaves.
All right, well, he answered them all. Okay, Glenn, let's go over your answers. What is more annoying, raking leaves or shoveling snow? You said raking leaves. That is correct.
I don't know.
There's a lack of progress shown.
Especially if there's a wind.
Yep.
Okay, I like raking more than I like shoveling, but I guess the end product, you're right.
Yeah. What is the fear of other people? You said common sense. The correct answer is anthropophobia.
I'll give him that one, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll give that one to
you. Yeah, I will not tip the cap. That's a good answer.
Ottawa, Peel, Toronto, and New York are in what modified COVID stage? You said the second. That is correct.
Yep.
Stage two. Name one of two teams in the World Series. You said Houston. That is incorrect.
That is incorrect.
They were knocked out by Tampa, weren't they?
Yeah. Tampa and or the Los Angeles Dodgers are in the World Series.
Sorry, Glenn.
And the U.S. state that's home to America's oldest dime store. You were right when you said West Virginia.
West Virginia. West Virginia. Well, sorry, Glenn.
Stay safe, buddy.
Thanks for playing, though. Good man.
Good guy, Glenn.
Yeah.
Another contestant falls, by the way.
Of course. It's the hardest trivia question in the world. Or contest in the world.
Ottawa.
Yeah. I mean, this ain't no contest for suckers.
No, this ain't no contest for suckers.
This ain't no contest for suckers.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
We got a couple Dougie line calls coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But we just took this one on the old regular phone here. Your regular line. And it was a lady that's been through some stuff this weekend here.
Hey, thank you very much for answering. I'm sorry to bother you. My name is Stacy, and I have a very good reason for missing the code this morning.
All right. What's your reason?
My good reason is over the weekend, I got run over by a horse, and I seriously injured both of my feet.
Really?
And yeah, and it's kind of like a freak accident, but believe me, it does happen a lot.
Got both of your feet?
Both of them. He just ran across them.
Ran across your feet?
Both of them are fractured. And,
oh, boy.
Do you
text with your feet? Is that why you couldn't get them?
No, I can't. The other thing is, I was trying to get my neighbor to take out the garbage for me because it was garbage day.
Right.
And that was when I missed the code. Maybe I could call you guys. But anyway, thank you so much anyway for answering.
No problem. Thank you, Stacey. I hope your feet feel better.
I hope so, too. All three of you, I love your show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Stacey.
Thank you.
Yeah. And keep up the good work.
Okay.
Stay safe. Bye.
Hello.
She is a lovely lady. She really is. Very, very nice. Maybe spending a bit too much time around horses.
Horses, dangerous animals.
Yeah. Well, it's just,
serves no purpose anymore. That's my opinion.
I mean, her laugh is kind of. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Like a whinny.
Of course. Of course.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hope she's okay.
Yeah. Right. That's got to be terrible. Both feet. Off.
Both broken feet. That was a jerk move by the horse. That wasn't an accident.
No.
It stomped both her feet.
Horses are dicks.
Yeah. I mean, sketchy jerks. Anyway.
The Dougie Line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Dougie Line because the last four digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-Dougie.
Yeah, a ton. First one's a quick one. Just some kind words from a nice lady.
Hey, guys. Just want to say I work an early morning anyway, but I usually go in a few minutes early just to listen to you guys on my drive in because you guys are so friggin' hilarious. So just want to thank you for all the laughs every morning. All right, guys. Cheers.
Thanks. Did you send her her check or no?
We have no money.
Hired gun.
All right, and this fella had some question about Amazon, right? They had some
something,
a bone to pick, yeah.
So I get my mail today, and included in there is a 90-page catalog, a Christmas catalog of toys from Amazon. And the nostalgia of getting a Christmas catalog is more than offset by the annoyance of getting a 90-page catalog from Amazon. Like, the people who are going to need this, they have never even heard of Amazon and wouldn't know how to use it in the first place. So good luck getting your suck tubes, Jamie. Bezos is just wasting his money on trash and ruining the environment. This is as bad as somebody having like 9 kids.
Wow.
That guy is upset.
First, is it even possible for Bezos to waste? Could he even possibly think of wasting money?
He's got too much. So much that he can't
He wouldn't even
waste
know,
it.
Yeah.
The suck tubes comment, if you're not sure, don't know what he's talking about, is Jamie's theory.
Well, it's not my theory.
That Amazon is going to build suck tubes all over the world and deliver mail by suck tubes.
Like, you know, in the mailroom, you see in movies.
Yeah, the foom, the suck tubes.
And they're going to be huge, though, and they're going to go to every house.
Yeah.
They have a patent on it. Patent.
So ridiculous.
It's not going to happen. There's been no development of it, no progress on that. Probably the next step for Amazon will be drone deliveries, where they will just have fleets of drones that fly around and drop off stuff. That's what they think.
Just so easy to shoot them out of the sky, yep. Wouldn't it be? And
it
just
would
get
be.
The packages?
I mean, for like a couple weeks, but then now, I mean, it's not that easy to shoot something out of the sky.
I don't know.
And how many people are just running out on their driveways and firing guns into the air? Like, I'm pretty sure that would get shut down pretty quickly.
Yeah, but at some point, it's got to fly over areas where, like, there aren't houses and stuff. And
true. I think the system I saw, which, again, I don't think this is actually going to be anytime soon. Unlike Jamie believes suck tubes are, like, next week. even though the amount of suction that we required to do that isn't probably impossible.
They're can only be generated by this show.
But the...
the amount of suck.
But the theory I saw was, like, blimps. Like, so you'd have, like, that big Amazon...
Again, our show.
...center. Yeah, yeah. like, they're building the big Amazon building.
Right.
It would have a central landing pad.
Uh-huh.
The blimp for, like, this area would land. They'd load it up. They'd loan up all the drones or whatever, all the packages, and then the blimp would just slowly fly over, and drones would just sort of break off.
Oh, I see.
And drop the package. That's the system I saw. Now, that again, who knows if that
in
will ever
cities,
be.
In cities, they should just use the sewer system, right?
But
just have little remote control boats or whatever.
You gotta, fight the crocodiles and the rats.
I'm just saying, it's a smart exists.
Yeah. All right. Either way, though, one thing that will not happen is an international. System of suck.
It's in their vision.
It's not in their vision.
It is.
The amount of suck required.
What does that matter? I'm just saying it's in their vision.
To suck things under an ocean or across a continent, it's impossible.
It matters.
I don't disagree with you that it would be very hard to create that amount of suction.
Yeah.
But it's in their plans. They're forward thinkers, them Amazoners.
They bought a patent. They buy probably millions of patents to also stop other people from doing things that could challenge their ways.
Insane. Someone's thought of it.
Ridiculous.
All right.
They have enough money.
Yeah.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
What are you doing? Just wrapping it?
Yep, then we're done. We're out.
Any question you'd like? 762-555.
I was quite literally distracted by the food on TV. I was looking at it and I hit the wrong button.
Yeah. No, there's a...
Which makes this comment, it's not a question, make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
The refined professionalism of this show is what keeps me coming back each morning.
Being honest.
Thanks,
that
buddy.
Might be the greatest description. Yeah.
I know a backhanded compliment when I read one. Yeah.
Would you rather have 10 eyes or 10 ears? Well, where are they?
Yeah, where are the eyes?
You know,
like, do all of my eyes need glasses? Yeah. That would be expensive.
I don't for contact think
we,
lenses
yeah, we
too.
Don't get
you
that
could just
covered.
Get like an astronaut helmet.
Oh, like a big ball.
That's a prescription glass. There you go.
Like that'll the biggest monocle ever.
Are all Billies really short?
Let me see.
I don't know. I know some Bills, some Williams, but none.
I knew a short Billy for sure.
I know. I know a tall Billy.
You know a tall Billy?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they're all short, no.
Okay. Oh, we got that fixed.
Hey, Billy.
Do you find coffee sometimes smells like cat piss?
No.
No.
I don't.
No, I don't.
Dude, what coffee you buy?
Yeah, where are you
That's getting? Terrible. I install floor mats for a living. What do you guys do to help prevent slips, trips, and falls? I guess you just watch where I'm going,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
You know? If I see water on a surface, I take care not to go too fast on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just protect yourself, really. That's all we each can do.
Selfish, I guess, but if everyone did it, we'd all be okay. Yeah.
Do you guys get mad at farmers on the roads?
No.
No.
I mean, like, I want to get mad. Like, I'm like, ugh. But then I totally understand.
Like, well, how else are they supposed to get from field to field?
They're just doing their job. Man.
Some of those rubber tire backhoes can rip.
Yeah, you just go around them. Normally, they move over for you if they can't, so...
No. In the south end there, I am tons of farms, and some of those tractors are just, I know they're not tractors, they probably have another name for them, some sort of like fancy combine
type of
but
thing.
Some beasts, some of them I could drive under.
Those ones are awesome.
And every time I'm like, should I do it?
Like where the tire, like the wheel's pretty skinny.
Yeah.
But
super
massive.
Far.
Those are great.
I'm gonna do
those ones can go real fast.
One day I'm going to go under one.
Which Skittles flavor is the best? None of them are the best. But are one I don't put in my mouth.
It's disgusting.
You guys hate Skittles.
It's a terrible candy.
They're vile. Right up there with, what's the other one you start?
Starburst.
Both of them.
Well, let's eat this oil.
Ugh. Absolutely awful. I don't know how they've become a thing ever. What do you guys think of all the moves the Leafs made this week, this past week? Thornton, a good addition. Yeah, sure, whatever.
Leafs trying to win the cup in 2012.
Yeah, I mean, it might be 7 or 8 years too late, but, you know.
But that's not what they're getting, you know
For
what I mean?
$700,000 a year, yeah. They got him.
Yeah, though. Seems fine.
I mean.
Him or some guy who's played 2 games in the league and can't stick. I'll take the guy who's going to get, imagine getting like 20 points from your $700,000 player.
Didn't you see Thornton naked?
I did not actually see him naked, but a lot of townsfolk in the town I grew up in did.
Why? Nobleton, yeah.
In Nobleton, Ontario, where Nick Boynton is from, played for the Stanley Cup winner, All-Star.
Okay. All right.
Played for Boston and was friends with Joe Thornton.
Okay.
So the Boyntons used to have a big pig roast every year on the sod farm. They own a big sod farm.
Right.
Okay.
And Joe Thornton was there 1 year. And
is that where one lucky family member got to dress up as the pig?
As the pig in like a rubber pig costume.
Yeah.
And it was like a
and
big,
run
big
around.
Deal. Yeah. But the Joe Thornton, he was just naked running through the sod fields.
So it was a young Joe Thornton.
Well, young Joe Thornton, yeah.
And he was up at this big party that his buddy Nick Boynton invited him to and got hammered. And
just said, I'm just going to have a good time.
Just going to run naked through these fields of grass.
Yeah.
Not just grass. Nice
sod. Great,
beautiful sod, yeah.
Like, I've often dreamt of running through a field of sod. Not naked, but... You know, you drive by and you're like, I'd love to walk on that.
If we could arrange it for you, would you run naked through the sod field?
There's one just by my house.
Yeah.
There's a sod farm.
Pretty close to here.
You know what else looks a lot like sod? Grass. You could just run through any, like, football,
it's
soccer
not even
field.
Close.
Yeah. Just don't do it near
it's
a school.
It's actually
naked,
the exact same thing.
It's not as tight. It's not as tight. You drive by
sod. Is it close to
you drive by a football field or a soccer field, then you drive by a sod field. There's a difference. Come on, Chris.
No one's walked on the sod field.
It is tight.
Not even close.
It is smooth.
Not even close. Not close.
That's like saying a pond, an outdoor rink, and an indoor rink are the same. They're not.
In the universe, they're very similar.
To walk on, to play on, they're totally different.
To compare a volcano to a puppy, different. Very different.
Those are different.
Two things that are almost identical. Pretty close.
But they're not. They're different. They're still different.
Okay. You die on that hill.
Well, I don't know. They're different. Are you saying that playing in an outdoor rink...
Grass and sod are the exact same thing!
I understand that, but a sod in a sod field is so tight and smooth.
Don't you start...
He knows, because Jason knows.
Don't you even begin to think that you have an argument saying grass and sod are different.
What kind of grass is it? Oh, you know, like the grass in our regular lawn? The grass in my lawn? No, come on.
There you go.
Sod has it beat hands down.
I can't do it anymore.
All right.
You guys just argue with me to get me going. I know it. Grass and sod are exactly the same thing. In fact, it is the exact same thing.
Not in a sod field.
Theoretically.
Yes, you're right. Theoretically.
But I mean, if you went and walked on my lawn, and then you went and walked on a nice, fresh sod field, you'd be like, the sod field is way better.
Of course.
Well, so see, you've agreed with
us. No.
That's exactly
right.
Thank you.
Yeah, you've agreed with us. That's good.
It's an answer question.
Bigs and Bar Show.
All right, that is it for us today. Hope you had a good day. Good morning. Hope the rest of your day goes well. Don't forget, only, 30 keys left.
Yeah.
Ish. Toys 21. A lot of texts coming in about the sod discussion.
Yeah, I did have one question I wanted you to ask, because we were having a discussion about sod and just regular grass and the differences, and Chris got a little upset.
Like, very mad.
I didn't get upset.
So someone has asked, what kind of underlying factors allow you to get that mad about grass?
There's a lot.
Put like that, it's amazing. Yeah. It's grass.
Some grass, I guess.
Well, Stompin' Tom did have a song. I mean, you know you don't like him.
No.
And there goes Bessie. Darn good cow. But she sure looks messy while grazing on a green grass at home.
There you go.
He's hammered.
He's young it out.
Wow, he's pretty well lit in that.
Yeah.
No, I just, Jamie likes making extremely exaggerated statements like, those are totally different things when they're almost
identical. They're both grass, but I mean walking on sod.
Thank you. They are literally the exact
same. Would feel nicer than walking on most people's lawns.
Yes.
That's what I said from the beginning. I just said there's a big, there's a difference. A
huge difference between
now you're
two
being
the exact
exaggerating.
Same thing. No, I'm not. But it's fine. If you want to know what the underlying reasons for my rage are, I don't.
Eats grass.
Yeah. It's grass. It's probably grass. It probably all goes back to my birth mother throwing me in the trash. Oh. I would see all these lovely children playing on well manicured lawns while I was living in my
dumpster. Right.
And so that's why it comes from. Or it's just entertainment. We're having a good time. It's up to you though. You can decide for yourself.
Man, that guy hates grass.
Yeah, man, that guy. Stomp and tom and grass.
And Randy Jackson.
Yep. That POS can kick rocks all day. That's
a lovely lawn, though.
I really hate that guy.
The Biggs and Barr Show.